The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making your home great on WPTF. 11 o'clock every Saturday morning, even if it's a beautiful day and we'd rather be at the beach. Not that I would rather be at the beach. I'm just saying. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here. He is our co-host. I'm glad you're here, man.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. It's going to be a great show today.
You pretty much executive produced this show.
I don't know about that.
This week, because you invited Sue Clement, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Sue, how are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm great. Glad to be here.
Good. We're asking today about the rebates because we want money. We really do. And specifically as it relates to Brock and his company, there is a way for people to either break in or nearly break even on products that Brock installs.
It's pretty close. Very excited to have Sue on the show. You know, I've been talking about for months and months about the Duke rebate program and what they're offering with just insulation and, you know, sealing up attics, air sealing, HVAC duct sealing. But there's so many different rebates out there that are in fields that are not my specific specialty. Solar, which we're going to have on the show later on today.
Yep.
And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to kind of get to pick Sue's brain today. It's a call-in show, so we're hoping to get callers reaching out with questions. But Sue, how long have you been with Duke?
I've been with Duke Energy about 12 years now.
12 years?
All in the energy efficiency field. So that's all I know.
That's my neck of the woods. I'm excited about this conversation today.
All right. So my backwards theory on this is that Duke Energy is no longer interested in making more energy. You're just giving up on the whole producing energy. And now what you're going to do is you're going to pay us to be more efficient.
To not use our energy.
To lower the energy bill.
Exactly.
Sue, do you realize that's wrong?
We've been doing this for many, many years.
Yeah.
Energy efficiency is key to keeping our grid sustainable and resilient.
Right.
There's so many more people that are moving into this area. North Carolina is a great place to live. Who wouldn't want to be here, right?
Right.
So you think about all those people coming in and the EVs and everybody has five TVs in their home.
Yes.
You know, it's just there's so much energy use that we have to do this.
We are probably the other way that people use electricity in massive numbers is these server farms. We are one server farm or two server farms away from really taxing Duke Energy's resources.
That is true.
Because all these computers that run cartoons, you can go and you can, I want a picture of Donald Trump in a rowboat. Bing. That takes a lot of electricity for the computers.
Yeah.
So I can understand the 21st century needs efficiency.
So how long did it take you guys to put the rebate program together? I mean, was this an idea you had been working on for several years, or is this kind of something that popped up and it was, all right, let's make this work?
Our rebate program has been in existence as long as I can even remember, back in 2012, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been in market for a very long time. It's morphed over the years. We've added new rebates to help entice people to really make those upgrades and do more.
Now, my understanding, are you offering Duke rebates to any company that does this work, or do these contractors have to be Duke trade allies?
Good question. Yeah. So in order for a customer to be eligible for one of our rebates, they do have to use one of our registered contractors.
Okay.
These are independently owned and operated companies, but they register with our program so that they know our program guidelines, they know proper installation techniques, and they are properly licensed and insured. And that is all to protect our customers.
I can tell you it was a process. We're excited that the process is over, but Triangle Radiant Barrier, who has a impeccable reputation.
Yes, you do.
It took us a little bit of work to get through all the red tape. So it was impressive from our viewpoint. We felt like this was kind of an elite club that you had to get into. So we're excited about the opportunity to get to work with Duke in the future. Have you guys been seeing a big impact, or are you getting feedback that this is really helping a lot of people?
Yeah. Excuse me. You're referencing our Find at Duke referral program, which is really a step above. So we actually offer contractor referrals to our customers.
Oh, yes.
And those contractors that are in the Find at Duke network are a step above. They do have to go through a little bit more red tape.
It was a little bit of red tape.
Yeah, but the reason we do that is we don't want to refer somebody to one of our customers who is not fully vetted.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that we're sending somebody into the home, even though they're an independently owned company.
Yes.
We want to make sure that our customer is going to be satisfied at the end of the day and get the job done right. That's the main goal. And it's not about giving out rebates. It's about making sure the customer is taken care of.
Exactly.
And you really do have to make the house more efficient. Now, Brock offers a whole range of, you know, Triangle Radiant Barrier offers a range of products that makes the home more efficient.
Yeah, well, where we specialize is we do every insulation you can think of, from standard fiberglass, attic cat, rock wool, batted insulation, to open and closed cell spray foam and radiant barrier products. Well, because we're in attics, we're in crawl spaces, we also air seal, and we do HVAC duct sealing, which is one of the biggest, in my opinion, one of the biggest Duke rebatable items that makes one of the largest impacts if it's done correctly. I'm in so many crawl spaces, so many attics where these ductwork are connected with zip ties to the register.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it loses so much airflow to the point where my guys will sit in front of it in an attic just to get a little bit of air conditioning on a hot day, and the duct is actually connected to the register. So we go in and you know, paint them over with mastic and get them sealed up as best as possible. And Duke offers a fantastic rebate for that. In most cases, these customers are out a few dollars to have something like this done when it's all said and done. And they immediately see an impact in the airflow in their house. We're getting customers saying, man, this room, I never felt a lot of air coming out of this vent. Now it's blowing out like crazy. Yeah, well, it's like a straw with a hole in it.
Right.
Once you seal up the hole, you're getting airflow.
Yeah.
We're very happy about this.
Okay. So insulation, we're talking about mastic on the air vents.
Junction boxes.
It's not like duct taping it. It's a step above that.
Yeah? We do that first, actually. We'll go through and we'll tape up around it and then mastic to ensure that it has as absolute tight of a seal as possible. But these are items that are not costing you a lot of money, but you immediately see a measurable impact and utility drop.
Right.
Even so much so, relocating a thermostat. I've had customers with thermostats right under a big uninsulated pull-down ladder.
Yeah.
But they have the ladders that are telescoping, so you can't put a cover over them. So you move the thermostat to another location, their bill goes down 20%.
Right.
So there's so many different items and things that you can do in a house to make it more efficient. Duke is trying to encourage people, take steps to make this happen, and we're willing to help you.
And Sue, what other than just insulation and what Brock has already talked about, what other things can people do in their home to qualify for rebates?
Sure. So we have several different categories of rebates. So we provide a rebate for HVAC replacements.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, big, big rebates for that. We also do, like Brock said, rebates for insulation and duct sealing.
Yeah.
If a customer wants to replace their existing water heater with a energy efficient heat pump water heater that will get your money back in 2 to 3 years, we have a rebate for that as well. And then we also have a rebate for if you have an in-ground swimming pool.
Yeah.
And replace your pool pump, which is a huge drain on your energy. We have a $900 rebate for that.
Well, I didn't know that.
He's got a pool.
I've got a pool that I could use a new pool motor on. That's that's interesting. It's good to know.
Do you happen to know how much that product might cost? I mean, is it going to run us $2,000 to do that?
With installation, probably.
Yeah.
But
okay.
They're around $1,600 retail.
I was going to say, that's like a 50%, 60% at best rebate.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But the energy savings on the back end is incredible. A lot of people around here run their pools, their pool pumps year long.
Right.
Sure.
And imagine the drain on your energy for that. So these variable speed pool pumps that you install are incredible.
Okay. People ask me all the time when I'm giving them an insulation estimate, and they'll say, "Well, what kind of savings am I going to see? What percentage of savings am I going to see?" And the first question out of my mouth is, "Do you have a pool?" Because there's a portion of your electric bill I can't do anything about.
That's right.
So I've got to move that away from the electric bill, and now we can talk about what to impact. Pools can be very expensive.
All right, Sue Clement from Duke Energy. And Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. We're going to have somebody from a solar company, Graham Alexander, who owns Solar Energy Designer. Oh, he is a solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management. That's going to be on the other part of the show in, 45 minutes, an hour from now. And I want you to call 919-860-9783, Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Go ahead and call right now. We've got a Cape Fear Seafood gift certificate to give you. And you just dial 919-860-9783. If you have something to ask Sue, that's great. Sue Clement is here, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. And, of course, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here. You were asking Sue during the break about some... about heat, what, water?
She had
plumbing?
Mentioned before the break, and Chris Massey is on the show. I talked with Chris this week, and he was trying to learn more information about what kind of rebates are offered with plumbing. But I think the question that I asked during the break was, what are kind of the differences with the trade allies and the preferred vendors? I mean, how would you walk a customer through who these people are and how they're affiliated with you?
Gotcha. Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that in order to get a rebate, you have to use a registered contractor with Duke Energy.
Mm-hmm.
We call them our registered Smart Saver Trade Allies. Smart Saver is the name of our rebate program.
Yeah.
Those are contractors that meet all of our qualifications. They go through trainings about our program. They could be part of our Find at Duke referral network, like I talked about.
Right.
But they don't have to be. So, as long as you use a registered contractor with us, then you're eligible to get a rebate.
And I would assume the reason the registered contractor is so important, not only to ensure that your customer's safety is important, but if it's done wrong, if they don't do it to the depth, when it comes to insulation, or if they didn't install the type of unit that technically, goes with the HVAC that gets the better rebate, why important it is to ensure that everything is done properly, because that's the point, right?
Yes.
We're trying to drop the usage of the home, and if it's done incorrectly, it's not going to do that.
Exactly. And that jeopardizes our program in total. Right. If we don't achieve those energy savings that we think we're going to, then it really jeopardizes the whole program. So that's why we take a lot of effort to train all of our trade allies in our program requirements mm-hmm. and how to do proper installs so that the customer gets what they're paying for and gets the rebate. You know, many times customers will use somebody that's not part of our program
right.
and install a system maybe that doesn't qualify, and then they're out.
Oh, that would be gone. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Massey had a question about, you know, is there a plumbing component? You mentioned swapping out an inefficient hot water tank.
Right.
What else is there?
Really, it's the hot water heater that
right.
we incentivize. So it really has to be a new install of a heat pump water heater, which is an electric water heater with a heat pump attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Super efficient.
Yeah.
But that's the only unit that we could provide a rebate for.
And do you know what that rebate is?
It is $500.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have not heard one Duke rebate yet that I was like, that's nothing. That's not worth it. Every
right.
single one I've heard, that's a huge portion of yeah. what it costs to put in.
It's yeah. not like when I get 10% off on something at
right.
the store.
Right.
That's not it.
Right.
You know, as a come on, here, try this product, 10% off. No. This actually matters to the customer.
Absolutely.
And they get a lower bill, which, again, is counterintuitive.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Folks, Duke Energy is going to pay you.
To pay them less.
To pay them less.
But imagine this.
You know,
the cost of building new power plants.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
You're talking billions of dollars. So this little bit that we can do, every little bit helps.
Right.
Sure.
So that's the goal.
Like I said, they're no longer interested in producing more electricity. They would rather produce, you know, what they're doing now and squeeze more people into the area. Because that's, you know, people are squeezing into the area anyway.
There they are.
Yeah.
New construction everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, here I'm in this odd corner of Johnston and Nash counties. On the eastern edge of Wake County. Every day, it is a 4 o'clock slowdown.
Uh-huh.
The road in that direction goes from 4 lanes to 2 lanes in about 2 miles. And everybody's getting home.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're living near me.
Yeah. Well, you're about to get absorbed by the area, just like all the rest of us. Garner used to be on the outside, and now
sure.
it's right in the middle of it. So it's happening. We got a lot of growth going on here. A lot
yeah.
of people moving in. So we want to try to focus on being as energy efficient as possible.
Yeah.
Especially if your bill is going down. They're gonna pay you to make improvements to your own home.
Yes.
To decrease your monthly bills.
Right.
Take advantage while you. Well, I guess that comes up with the next question. How long will this last? This rebate program.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Nothing's guaranteed. But like I said, we've been running this since 2012, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe even longer, and
yeah.
It's the right thing to do. The Public Utility Commission approves everything we do.
Okay.
So we just can't go out and offer whatever we want. It has to be cost effective, but there's no end to it. As energy efficiency standards change,
right.
then there are possibility that we might not be able to offer.
It'll evolve a little.
It'll evolve.
Sure.
And heat pump water heaters are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
In 2029, all water heaters are going to have to be heat pump water heaters. And this is a Department of Energy guideline.
Okay.
So after 2029, we can't offer that rebate anymore. So if you want if you want to get on the wagon, you got to do it before 2029.
All right.
To
all
get
right.
that rebate.
I'll get on the wagon.
I've been on the wagon for several years, so I'm going to get on that freight train anyway and get some rebates, especially for anything that Brock can install that is relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
But which turns out to have a high rebate.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Brock, we can find things, can't we?
So we, I'll say that we did have a homeowner that had a 1,000 square foot house, 1,000 square foot ranch.
Yeah.
Insulation, air sealing, duct sealing. With all the rebates, she was at a few $100s.
Okay.
When it was all said and done.
We got to take a break for news. We're back at it, talking about Duke rebates on Making Your Home Great, WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
And Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, Sue Clement from Duke Energy. She is the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. We're talking about rebates. Duke Energy offering money for you to make your home more efficient. Our telephone number is 919-860-9783. And guess where I ate two nights ago?
Where's that?
Cape Fear Seafood.
Oh.
And if you would like to eat it, by the way, it was a great fish dinner. If you would like to, go... To dinner on us, 919-860-9783 is the number. So Sue is talking about rebates for insulation, which is near and dear to Brock's heart and pocketbook. he's happy to talk insulation with anybody. But there's going to be a fellow on our next hour with a solar energy company. Now, can I get a rebate for that?
Yes, we have a fantastic solar rebate incentive for our customers. And Graham from Southern Energy Management is a registered contractor.
Yeah.
That helps on that program. It's called PowerPair.
PowerPair.
And the incentive program is for new installations of solar panels and a battery storage system.
Okay.
Up to $9,000.
Yeah.
Rebate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just tell you what's going on at the Alexander House. We had a big debate on what kind of trickle charger to buy. My wife wanted the one you plug in the wall. This is for the car. I wanted the one that was solar. I bought the solar. It's 12 inches by 4 inches. It fits on the dashboard. Can I convert some of my lighting to 12 volt and just run it off the battery?
You might be able to. Not sure about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's
just
a really
say no.
Small,
just say no.
Just say no. I mean, It's a nice product. It's just, you put it on the dashboard of the car, you wire it into the battery, and it's A-okay. All right, James is on the line. James, help me out here.
Yes, I can barely hear you. Can you turn yourself up?
Can I turn myself up? I'll try to. Go ahead, James. Let us get your question answered on the show here.
Okay. This is about my water heater.
Yes.
I need a new water heater. Okay, I know I'm going to need one. This one's got some age on it. The $900 rebate, why is it the last time I put a water heater in, it didn't cost a whole lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just wondering, is it a certain heater you've got to buy? And where do you get it? Do we buy it from y'all or what?
Yeah, James. The rebate for the heat pump water heater is $500. Yeah. But you can buy them at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
They run around $1,600 right now is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
You can have Home Depot install it for you, or you can use one of our plumbing contractors, and they can install it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was wondering.
James, how old is your water heater?
It's on up there. It's over about around 13 years 13 to 15 years old.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
You lucked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, when those things go, they go everywhere.
They go.
So it's you got life out of it.
All I can tell you, James, is that every now and then I will go in to replace something from my home and discover that it's more expensive than it was when I bought it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It's just the way it is.
So, James, you're looking for a heat pump water heater. That is specifically what they're offering the rebates for.
Okay. All right. Can I get some information online or somebody send me some information?
Please.
Print?
Absolutely. If you visit duke-energy.com/...
Okay, wait a minute. Duke? Okay.
Duke-energy.
Okay, dash. Okay.
.com.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And then /SmartSaver. Okay. And it's all one word.
Okay.
Smart Saver.
Yes. All one word. Yeah, that is, Smart Saver is the name of our rebate program. So all of our rebates are under that Smart Saver heading.
And I would assume that there is a link from duke-energy.com. Somewhere on the top of that page, it says rebates.
It'll say products and services.
Products and services.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. Boy, now, that helps right there.
Now, James, I want to tell you, you've won a $25 gift certificate to Cape Fear Seafood Company. I ate there the other night. Oh, so good.
Very good.
Yeah, very good food. They use the freshest possible ingredients. They specialize in regional American seafood, signature dishes, hand-cut fish, steaks, chicken, and incredible desserts. They're in the Village District and Spring Forest in Raleigh and Rogers Brand Road in Wake Forest. I think this gift certificate is for one of the Raleigh locations. Okay. And you can go and check out the menu while you're waiting for this. CapeFearSeafood.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, James.
Oh, okay, can I ask another question?
You sure can, yes.
Okay. I've already got, I don't have gas. I have electric.
Right.
My heater now. So does that matter in the installation as far as what they charge if they don't have to switch all that stuff out?
Are you talking about the water heater?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you already have an electric water heater, it'll be a quick change out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I thought, I had gas at one time. I like electric better than I do gas.
Yeah. So you like the electric better.
Well, the electric works very quickly, comparatively speaking. However, electricity is more expensive than gas, so there's an inherent cost with that. But these heat pump water heaters are actually very, very efficient, so you should see a good reduction in utility.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're actually 70% more efficient than just a standard electric system.
Very efficient.
That's great. All right. Well, James, thank you very much. We're putting up the T-shirts for WPTF that says a quote from James. Is in quotation marks, I had gas once. Dash James. That is the slogan of the day.
And you know, I've never had that. A little flame on my electric heater to go out.
Never had. That's right. The flame never goes out on your electric water heater.
Yep.
You are exactly right. Thank you, James.
Well, I tell you what, this program is really good.
Thank you.
So interesting.
We think so.
Thank you, James.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Is the man Chris? Is he one of your installers?
Not yet. Chris is our regular plumber here on the show. Everybody knows Chris Massey. He and I had a nice conversation this week when I was talking to him about the rebate program with Duke, and I do believe he's throwing his name in the hat. He's not there yet, but I believe this is going to be ongoing.
Okay. Because I've heard a lot of nice things about him.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he's a very good at his job.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, enjoy your program. I'll listen to you every Saturday.
Terrific. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. Have a good one.
All right. We got caller number two is Frank. Frank, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Raleigh.
North Raleigh. Excellent. What can we do for you?
Well, I guess it's more comments than questions.
Sure.
But I have a house that has a south-facing front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people pestering me about wanting to put solar on it, but I've resisted so far.
Yeah.
I've attained a fair age on me now, and I look at how long would it take me to pay it off as compared to how long I'm going to live in this house.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes.
And I said, you know, somebody else is going to wind up paying off this installation, not me.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's probably the reason I resisted it, unless I found somebody who wanted to invest in putting it in here, like Duke Power wanted to put it on there.
I was just about to say it's before they're going to give you $9,000 back to do it. Yeah, that kind of relit the fire, did it?
Yeah, I was going to let them put it on there and just lease it back to me. You know, right. Some sort of arrangement like that.
Yeah,
but anyhow,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime real soon.
No, I think you're responsible in the bottom
line.
Yeah,
that's line the way it's looking
for,
like.
For putting things on your roof. It just is. It's the way it is.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime real soon. Although I was real interested in having Tesla shingles put on here and having the Tesla power wall put in.
Yeah. Yep, that is fancy, isn't it?
Well, that would have been.
And if you're able to,
before I put a new roof on.
If you're able to wait about another 15 minutes, we'll actually have a solar company coming on the show here to talk about the rebates with them. It might be something you might be interested in listening in on.
Yeah. In a previous house that I finally have turned over to my daughter when we downsized.
Yes.
Somebody was talking about putting the heat shield in the roof in the attic area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, radiant barrier product. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I studied on that, and I said, you know, that's a really good idea. And I listened to what they were going to charge to do it. I said, you know, this sounds like a little bit of a do-it-yourself if I did something. And I started looking at these our styrofoam panels that had aluminum on one side.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that's radiant on one side and insulation on the other.
Right.
And if I got hold of some of those from over there at the building supply, they were a little bit damaged, and I cut them in half into 4-foot sections, I could take those up in my attic and piece them in up there, and that would do just about the same thing.
Well, kind of. So just something to be aware of. The material you're referring to is an ISO board. That's typically a material that we use to insulate exterior walls of crawl spaces.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're an R10. That's a closed cell foam. Now, in North Carolina, we've got a little bit of a relative humidity problem here, which is why when my company comes in and does foam in an attic, for example, it is an open cell foam, something that is permeable and it's not going to trap or cause any humidity or cause condensation issues. So I'd be very careful about putting a closed cell foam board on your roof deck. I will tell you, a high-grade radiant barrier product is absolutely going to make an enormous impact in your house. And if you're a little bit of a do-it-yourselfer, I'd be more than happy to walk you through how to not only install it, but utilize your existing ventilation to ensure that the attic is still ventilating properly.
Mm.
So if you're able, maybe reach out to my company next week, Triangle Radiant Barrier. I'd be more than happy to walk through a couple of different options you might be able to do in your home on your own and make a direct impact on utility usage.
Yeah. Well, that's history, in fact. That's what was done, and that's 20 years ago.
Okay. Frank, I've got to run. You want to hang on during the break? Because it sounds like you've got more questions.
Yeah, I have one more observation, and that was about Duke Power.
I hope it's a positive observation, because Sue Clement is here with Duke Energy. So go ahead, comment away.
Okay. By the way, I recommend going to Duke for their water heater and water heater insurance.
Yes.
I have benefited from that greatly. I got a free water heater replacement because of that program.
Great.
And absolutely no extra charge except for the monthly charge that I'd already been paying for more than a year at the time.
Yeah.
And I recommend it highly.
We appreciate you saying that.
Very good. Thank you, Frank. Sue Clement is here, the Senior Product and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Graham Alexander is coming up. He is the owner and solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management. We're going to talk in the second hour about solar. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And this is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Graham Alexander, the owner of Southern Energy Management, has just come on in. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Nice last name, by the way. Sue Clement is here, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. And Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and I'm Dave. So we're talking about these rebates. Apparently, our solar guy here, Graham, is all interested in this whole thing. Graham, have you done a Duke? Are you on the program?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
You
We've
are.
We've been on the Duke Trade Ally program for about a year and a half since they instituted it on the solar side. Yep.
That's excellent. Excellent. So how much can we expect on the solar side? I mean, can we reduce our bills automatically if we put up solar panels?
As long as you got the right house. So it's not a given for every site and every home. But part of looking at solar is evaluating the house, the roof age, the orientation of the home. And if you got the right site, there's opportunity from solar and battery storage to see a pretty significant savings.
Very cool. All right. Sue, talk to me about the solar end. What is the, what can you do for us? How much money are we going to do?
So we mentioned the PowerPair rebate program, which Graham and his company participate in, up to $9,000. Rebate for new solar installation. So it has to be brand new, can't be additional or add-on.
Sure.
But also installing battery storage. And there's stipulations to the program. You have to allow us to connect to your battery and things like that. But that is for control. $9,000 is a big deal.
And what can we do for $9,000? I'm asking Graham. I mean, I know these things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what can you do for a house that's perfectly aligned with the sun?
Yeah.
A fairly new roof, so we're not worried about that.
Yeah.
What does a system cost?
So
with batteries.
The average system we're looking at today, depending on the size of the home, if you're the just stereotypical average American and average 2,500 square foot home.
Yes.
Our systems, you're going to spend anywhere from $30,000 to $35,000 turnkey.
Okay.
And today with the Duke Energy PowerPair program and the current federal tax credits, could take care of more than half of that cost right up front. So, so that takes that 35 down to 16,000 pretty quickly from a net cost.
Have you heard anything about the federal grants?
I've heard a couple things. there's a rumor. There's a bill that was passed recently that has basically set that residential federal tax credit to expire at the end of this year. So
December 31st is what I'm being told as well.
This is the big beautiful bill is not doing you any favors.
It has taken a hard axe to clean energy in the United States. Yep, it's a hard hit from what we were expecting with 10 years worth of these tax credits and now set to expire at the end of this year. So there's a huge rush because the systems do need to be installed before the end of the year so homeowners can take advantage of that.
Correct. That was my understanding as well. So we're kind of all on the clock. It's not just, you know, solar. There's a lot of stuff that was included in that, the insulation portion, the attic air sealing. So there's a big portion of what we do that's going to be removed from those rebates as well. So everybody's on the clock. Try to get this knocked out as quickly as possible.
All right. Sue Clement with Duke Energy. Talk to me about the program you were whispering to us about for lower income folks.
Sure.
I mean, you know, this can be very tragic when they get a bill that's hundreds of dollars.
Right. We have a program at Duke Energy called the Neighborhood Energy Saver Program. And we go into low-income neighborhoods, and we'll go and do free walkthroughs in their home to determine where they can save energy. They'll install a lot of different free products, from water products to reduce water usage, to air sealing, to heat pump, or to water heater wraps to kind of insulate the existing water heaters. And then they also go above and beyond. If the home qualifies for or needs more insulation, they can do insulation for free.
Wow.
If they need a new HVAC, they can work and get that done as well. We also have a weatherization program where we coordinate with our government agencies, the community action agencies in neighborhoods, where customers can get help paying their bills, but also get help with some of those home improvements as well.
All right. I believe you're hanging on for the next hour.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, good. Sue Clement, Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Graham Alexander, owner and solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management. And this is Making Your Home Great. Of course, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF. Making Your Home Great on WPTF. We got a wide-ranging show today. Even though we're centering on the Duke rebates, it just based on the conversation off the air, oh my gosh, we got a lot to talk about. Sue Clement is here, Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Graham Alexander has just joined us. He's the owner and solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management. And Graham, how long have you been doing solar?
I've been in the solar trade about 20 years now.
Okay.
So I've been on the roof. I've done the project management. I've done the sales and design side. And now I get to run the company.
Very good.
That's good.
And of course,
that's good.
I didn't introduce him, but Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here.
I'm still here, yes.
And he's still here.
Thanks
that's
a lot,
great.
Dave.
Well, you were gone a little bit ago. I don't know where you went. You get a soda, and I look up, and you're gone. But the fun part is that, Brock, you know what happens when Holly is here from Roofworks.
Mm-hmm.
One-third of the first part of the show.
How to pick a contractor.
How to pick a contractor, right. And don't pick them by answering the door.
Door knockers, yeah. Well, that goes across several different industries. You typically want to try to avoid door knockers from roofers to, I know for a fact, solar companies. You want to try to avoid door knockers with them. Now, you clearly have more experience doing solar than I do. I've worked with a lot of solar companies in the past. I kind of know enough to be dangerous, and that's it. So talked about, if you were to put a solar package on someone's house, I assume you guys come out and do a load calculation, try to determine how much energy they're using to figure out how many panels they want to install. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, it's absolutely. There's too often I see solar companies just looking at a roof and saying, hey, you can fit X amount of panels up there. And that just has no relevance to what they need. Yeah, we want to look at historic usage. We want to look at demand of HVAC and what their peak demand load's going to be. So there's a lot of factors to go into it. It's not just looking at a roof and saying, this is what you want to do. We want to look at electrical. We want to look at historic load, future load. Are they going to add electric vehicle? All these kind of things go into sizing a system. You know, who's going to put in a hot tub? Who's going to start mining Bitcoin? Who knows what they're doing in their home? But those are the questions we got to know to right size the system.
How much we're spending on the computer? I mean, how much we're running there?
Yeah.
Are we going to do a server farm in the closet?
After 20 years, I've seen some pretty unique things that people have in their home. You never know, but you want to see where they are, where they've been, and kind of where they're heading from electrical load. Are they going to switch out to a heat pump? Are they going to upgrade their insulation, which means they need less solar? So all those go into sizing the system.
Now, what are these batteries? I hear, it's solar. Why do I have a battery? What exactly do the batteries for solar panels do?
Yeah.
And what type of manufacturers do you like working with?
Yeah, so the battery industry has a part of the industry that's changed dramatically over the last 10 years. 10 years ago, maybe 3%, 5% of our systems had batteries. This past 12 months, about 95% of our systems had battery storage.
Oh, that's a big shift.
Yeah, a good part of that is the power pair program with Duke Energy and the incentives there. But the market just wants to have that energy security now. Solar is a great energy savings, but the battery is the necessary piece from an energy security standpoint. So as people think about backup power and a grid outage, whatever the cause of the grid outage may be, we're not just looking at big gas or diesel generators anymore.
Right.
There's more and more manufacturers, Generac being one of the biggest generator manufacturers, is heavy into battery storage tied with solar. And Tesla is a big one. Franklin, there's five or six that own probably 80% of the market that we work with. And people are just looking for that security. And they don't want that maintenance and that noise and those fossil fuels that go into generators.
What kind of feedback are you getting from your clients, your customers? What, you know, the pros and cons? What are you hearing from the ears on the ground?
Yeah, so batteries is still something. It's a pricey addition. You're going to add $15,000 to $20,000 to a solar array by putting in battery storage. But currently, with the Duke Energy incentive and the federal tax credits, it's basically paid for.
Right.
And that's why we're seeing batteries go in. Even clients who are, you know, right in town, rarely lose power, they're still looking for that energy security, and they're looking for that energy independence so they can use their battery daily to discharge the battery at night, to self-consume their own solar energy. There's certainly financial gain to that, but it feels really good. That's what clients are telling me. To be able to have their own independence and have that battery in there, it feels really good, and they feel safer in their home with the grid outage. They've got that battery storage there to run their critical loads, however they define critical, and then the solar's there to recharge it the next day. So you've got this system that continues to cycle power in an extended outage.
I tried to talk my wife into solar, and here was the argument I used. Do you realize how much wasted energy there is from the sun? If you want efficiency, we should have solar panels through the whole backyard.
That sounds like a great idea.
It's a great idea. We would power our home and two or three others in the neighborhood because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sun comes, it shines every day, it seems like.
Might as well try to utilize it while you can.
Exactly.
I've had lots of customers in the past that have had solar installed that have told me, you know, look, our utility bill is basically gone, and what we're spending on our payments on the solar is almost less than we were spending on energy, but now we're able to store it, we're able to add on to the house and do different things.
Yeah.
So I've always ever heard positive things about the impact that it makes.
Okay, let me just reintroduce Sue Clement with Duke Energy. I had something happen 2 weeks ago. Get a knock on the door. Somebody wants to talk to me about their Duke power bill. Was that one of your representatives?
No. Duke Energy will never knock on your door.
partly because they've got too many doors.
Oh, exactly.
What would be the point going door to door?
But he was wearing a Duke shirt.
Well, he was an imposter.
Oh.
We see that a lot and really want to warn our customers that right. we don't go knocking door to door. So especially solar, there are so many companies out there that just are not good actors.
Right.
And
you mean like Nicolas Cage?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're just not just
Bradley
not good
Cooper.
Actors.
Low blow.
Yeah.
But you know, that's why we make sure our solar companies are registered with us.
Yeah.
We fully vet them, make sure that they carry license and insurance and are good companies, yeah. and our customers can depend on them. So. We want, if you're looking for a solar company, Graham's company is great, right. but if they're not in your area and you're looking for somebody else, or you want to get extra quotes,
yeah.
Come to findatduke.com. We can get a free referral for yeah. a really great solar company and HVAC, or plumbers, electricians, all of that.
That's good. That's good that you're vetting people.
Yes.
This is what this show does, by the way. Here we've been on with Graham. For you know, roughly 10 minutes, and nobody's called up to complain about you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Isn't that great? We had one person who came very close, Sue, very close to criticizing Duke Energy, but then they veered off in another direction.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody's upset that their power bill goes up.
Sure.
Everybody. But there are these programs. We have to, you have to, welcome people into your program, Sue, who are qualified.
Yes.
Now, what's that process like? Brock's laughing.
As Brock says.
It's quite a process.
Red tape. Yeah. No, we're very critical of companies yeah. that join our program. We want to make sure that they carry the proper license, insurance, mm-hmm. workers' comp. Imagine yep. somebody comes and does work at your home and they don't have workers' compensation. Somebody yeah. gets hurt on your yep. property. They're going to yep. sue your homeowner's insurance. So people ask, why do you require that? Well, for consumer protection, right? We want to make sure that all companies, especially solar, are NABCEP certified,
yeah.
which is the, help me out.
North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners.
There it is.
Fancy.
We got our acronyms.
What
Fancy
is the
word.
Acronym?
NABCEP.
NABCEP. Oh, very catchy.
Yeah. It's easier catchy. To say NABCEP than the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's a certification to make sure that the solar companies are trained and doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Right? So all of our contractors have to carry certain licenses, insurance. It's with our Find at Duke Trade Allies, which are our premier network of trade allies, we make sure that they background check their employees.
Yep. Right.
We're going to look at their website. We're going to look at everything that they do, from answering the phone to customer service and how they take care of our customers, because that's the number one important thing.
Graham, is Southern Energy Management sending out door knockers in my neighborhood?
We are not. No, we are a 25-year-old company that's brand recognition. We base our business based upon clients working with us and then working with their neighbors. So we do a lot of education. I'm here today. This is part of what we do. We yeah. show up and we educate and we tell people the industry is shooting itself in the foot with bad actors.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. We are very well recognized. There's been plenty of articles, plenty of press of companies who have come and gone and sold stuff that just doesn't work. I mean, solar's not unique to that. That's true in every industry, but you want to be careful.
And you're probably getting a lot of neighbors. I've seen solar panels go up, and it's eye-catching, especially if you're out walking your dog that morning and your neighbor's got a bunch of guys up there putting up panels. You have a tendency to stop and start asking questions.
Right.
That must be very common with what you guys deal with.
It's very common. We have trained. It's not just so I do our design and education, and we have our marketing team, but our marketing is the guys up on the roof.
Right.
Because every time there's a neighbor on the ground yelling, asking questions, and these guys are up on the roof saying, hey, here's a card. I'm going to get back to work up here. Yeah. I've got to focus. I'm on a 12-12 pitch on a roof. I got to focus up here.
Oh, man.
There's a flyer in the truck. Grab it and head on your way. We want them to be safe up there. But it definitely attracts attention for sure.
Very good. Okay. Sue Clement, Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Graham Alexander, owner and solar energy designer. Graham,
Yes.
That's a great title.
Yeah, I think it's pretty catchy.
He's a designer. He's going to make your house look great with Southern Energy Management and, of course, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
With Sue Clement, Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy, Graham Alexander, owner of Solar Energy Design and Solar Energy Designer with Southern Energy Management, and Brock Emmons. Brock, you need a fancy title.
Insulation
designer.
He's
the insulation designer.
Sounds much fancier.
For Triangle Radiant Barrier. And we're talking about these Duke rebates. Am I right, Sue, that in order to benefit in a solar situation, you've got to put batteries in? Am I right or wrong?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. So in order to get a power pair rebate from Duke Energy, you do have to do battery storage.
Okay.
But not everybody does.
Not everybody does. But can we get anything from you? I mean, come on. She's smiling, but no. The answer is no.
I would answer that yes as a non-Duke employee. You're seeing the solar energy the savings on your bill, certainly from producing the energy, not the additional rebates. But for the last 25 years, we've been installing solar without batteries seeing the solar savings. So still a good partnership there.
And where does it, if there's no batteries, where's the electricity go? Straight to Duke Power?
So the electricity still flows right into the home. So on a July summer North Carolina day, there's plenty of sunlight up there. So you're producing energy, you're using it in the home, and then excess that you're producing above and beyond what you're using in the day, it goes out to Duke and you build up a credit. Basically, you spin your meter backwards. The old meters were really cool. You could actually see them spin backwards. Now we're fancy, we're all digital. But you spin your meter backwards during the day, and then forward at night, and then you just pay for the net you use at the end of the month.
Well, so what if I necessarily don't want solar on the entire house, but I have an electric vehicle, and I've heard and read that you can actually run solar panels and charge EV. Do you guys have experience doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'd encourage my clients to think about it. We wouldn't tie the solar into a specific appliance. People think, hey, I need solar for my air conditioning. Well, your air conditioning is not running all the time. So what we do is we look at what's the energy demand of that appliance.
Okay.
I have plenty of clients that get it EV, and we look at how many miles that EV is going to use, and thus how many kilowatt hours it's going to use. And we can very, very quantitatively calculate how many solar panels you need for that.
So
it's not tied specifically just to the EV. It's still tied to the home.
Right.
But it produces the same amount of energy that appliance would potentially use.
Okay.
So different than, like, say, putting a solar panel on an RV. See that style. This is all going to be tied into the whole house. So if the EV doesn't need energy, great. Kick that energy to the HVAC or to the dryer or to the kids' sound machine, whatever it may be.
And Sue has already explained to me that the trickle charger I bought, 12 inches by 4 inches, that sits on the dashboard of my extra car, just so that I don't go out there and start it and try to start it in a dead battery. I can't get anything for that.
Unfortunately, the item you bought at Walmart, trickle charger car battery, is not going to get a Duke Energy rebate.
No, I bought it online. It was $23 on the special days. You know, that's all right. But how small a system can I put in?
There's really not a limit to how big, how small or how big. Yeah. It just needs to be right size for what the goals of the home is. We have systems where we're offsetting 10% of the home's energy needs.
Yes.
Sure, and that's great. It depends upon the roof space and what the homeowner is looking for. We have systems that are certainly offsetting 100%, but majority or somewhere between 50 and 70% of a home's energy needs we design to cover with solar.
And what kind of batteries are they? Are they the deep cycle batteries that you find on boats?
We have passed the days of the big lead acid or the big filing cabinets full of batteries.
Okay.
Most everything now is going to be a lithium ion technology.
Okay.
And we can really nerd out and talk about whether it's lithium ion phosphate or manganese or cobalt. There's all sorts of...
I prefer manganese.
Yeah, it's a nice manganese. Yeah, on the periodic table, it's a nice one.
And when it's run out, you can just eat it.
Yeah.
It's terrific stuff.
I don't know if that's OSHA approved, but yeah, it's your home. You do what you need to do.
Now we have to have a disclaimer on the end of the show.
Don't eat the battery.
Don't listen to Dave.
Yeah.
We really are going to get that disclaimer
at some point.
Eventually, they're going to say the opinions expressed by Dave Alexander should not be taken seriously. Just don't do what he says.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you, though, one opinion I can give that is excellent is about Cape Fear Seafood Company. Cape Fear Seafood Company using the freshest possible ingredients. I know this because I was there 2-3 nights ago, and my wife and I enjoyed a terrific dinner. If you would like to enjoy a terrific dinner at $25 off, just call us right now, 919-860-9783, and we'll buy you dinner. 919-860-9783. It might be a good idea if you have a question for Sue with Duke Energy or Graham from Southern Energy Management or even Brock from Triangle Radiant Barrier. If you have a question for Dave Alexander, hold it till the end of the show and then don't call. I'm just saying, nobody's going to go by my recommendations. But I follow a lot of people who do these off-grid scenarios. And you can do things with solar that you couldn't do 20 years ago.
You could do things with solar you couldn't do 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it really has to do with the controls, the battery storage. I mean, the manufacturers have come to the U.S. and developed products for the U.S. market in the last 3 years that weren't here before that. Yeah. So there's a whole host of off-grid camping, tailgating style solar and batteries, which I love that industry developing because it's not big generators at the tailgate.
Yeah.
You got your power in your TV and your cooktop with solar and battery storage.
I like it.
It's a nicer tailgate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is a good idea. All right. If you got a question about that, call us up. I see that people are ringing through, but I'll take all the questions I can get here on the show. We're talking about Duke Energy Rebates with Sue Clement. Sue is the Senior Product and Service Manager. Now, are you the only one?
No.
Okay.
I've got a big team that offers programs.
So she's a Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. And Graham Alexander, you're the only owner?
I'm one of seven owners.
One of seven owners.
Yep.
One of seven. One of the owners of Southern Energy Management. But he's the solar energy designer. So he'll make it look good on your roof. And then Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. And you know Brock. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9 and AM 680.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
With Sue Clement, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy, Graham Alexander, owner and solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and I'm all out of breath. So we're just going to go to Trey to ask the question this time. Hey, Trey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I called.
Yes.
And I asked one question, but I could ask a few questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of my questions is, how big of a solar system can I have in my house? The second question is,
That's all right.
What is happening with the federal tax credit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have Graham answer those. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So the size of the system on your house, really, we work with Duke Energy, and we size it based upon historical energy demand and potential future energy demand. So you certainly don't want to size bigger than 100% of what you need. But it's not just based upon roof space. It's based upon how much energy you're using in your home. So we look at that and right size it accordingly. Average system is 8-9 kilowatts that we're putting up here in the triangle, which is about 20 panels today, 22 panels, to give you some frame of reference. But it really just depends upon your energy needs there.
Right. And then I guess hypothetically, if I was, knowing that I was in a family with my wife and we were going to have two kids, and we know our energy demand in 2 years to 3 years is going to be 35% more than what it currently is. Is it possible to install a system that will meet that demand in the future?
Yeah, really smart question. So from personal experience, yes, kids take more energy on lots of levels. Mine haven't learned to work the thermostat, but they definitely work my dryer pretty well. So, yeah, it takes more. So what we recommend just from a professional standpoint is put up the right size for what you need today. What we do is upsize maybe the wiring, the inverters, so that in 3 years you get that electric vehicle, the electric minivan for your two kids, and you're just using more. We look at your system, we look at your demand, and we just simply are adding panels to the system at that point. But we typically are not going to upsize tremendously for future demand, because we also are looking at, hey, maybe you are going to improve some efficiency of the home in the future. So we'll right size it for what your needs are now, but I'll upsize potentially some of the wiring and the inverter, which is the brains of the system, to allow for additional panels in the future.
Mm.
And Trey, if you have girls anyway, there's no way to upsize for that. They're going to run the shower 45 minutes to an hour. It doesn't matter how much you're better off running out of hot water at that point, right? Just put yourself in a 20-gallon hot water heater, and when it's gone, it's gone.
I've heard of people ripping out their gas tankless units because it never runs out of hot water.
Right.
Yeah. And putting back in those tanks that actually do run out.
I'm tired of paying for this. No, that actually makes a lot of sense, because you never know. You might think you're going to be living there for 15, 16, 20 years, and then life happens, and you have to move out a lot earlier than you wanted to. So maybe putting 25 panels on the house originally wasn't a smart investment. I do like the fact that up front you can design the system to be added to. That actually makes it a lot more interesting. What about the cost difference between having to install it originally, because your guys are already out there, and having to come back out and install panels? Are we talking about a big uptick in pricing, or is it kind of right around the same?
No, it's really, if we do it, design it properly, if we know what your future, 5-7 year plan could look like in that house, we can get the controls, the wiring, all upsized correctly for a nominal increase today, so that in the future we are pulling a new permit and getting everything inspected, but it's really just putting the panels up on the roof. It's not all the rest of the controls and pieces. So it's a pretty straightforward upgrade.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Trey, do you have more?
Is the Power Pair program a initiative for quote unquote virtual power plant, or to be able to help offset the grid when there's times that the grid is getting overloaded?
This is a smart guy. I like this guy.
Yeah.
It is, because part of the Power Pair program requirement is that Duke Energy gains control of the battery storage at certain times. So you have to install brand new solar and a battery storage system at the same time.
And when you do that, you say gain control, because I come from a bunch of people who don't trust nobody. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
They're going to know when I'm running my toaster. Duke Energy's going to know. Talk me off the ledge here. You want to, what, draw down maybe my batteries, take advantage of that electricity
a little bit,
when
yeah.
there's peak demand.
Right.
Okay.
The overage, I would assume.
And
so, yeah, so go ahead. So, I've had the opportunity to speak to hundreds of clients about this program
Here
over
we
the
go.
Last year.
All right. This is what I want to hear.
Yeah. And I was very scared that customers would be the, hey, I don't want Duke controlling this.
Right.
I've been amazed about the turnaround response. It's not Duke controlling your air conditioning or controlling when you can cook your dinner. It
right.
is
yeah.
controlling a background appliance like the battery that you really just you never know. The only way the homeowner knows is by looking at their app and seeing what Duke's doing with the battery. And outside that, it doesn't impact their lifestyle at all. Short of people saying, "I want Duke to control the battery," I feel.
Right.
A sense of satisfaction by being a part of this program, this virtual power plant program.
Yeah, and I think anybody who hears it originally is like, well, if they're in control, they'll take all my power, and then I have a utility bill again. That's not what Duke is doing.
Not at all.
Of course. That would eliminate the reason behind having this done in the first place. So
right.
I think seeing all the loopholes we had to go through just to get involved with Duke, it is very apparent that they do actually care and take care of everybody out there. They're focused on helping as
right.
much as they can, dropping your utility bills. This is really being able to kind of peak a little bit of the overage utility and displace it in other areas to drop the energy consumption. It's a big mathematical formula that goes into this,
right.
but they're not taking your energy. You're still going to be using your energy on your home.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, when they take it, that, you know, it goes back to the grid. And as I was saying a couple minutes ago, you get a credit for anything that spins
right.
back to the grid. So you are getting a credit for it during that time. And it's really just Duke needing that energy when the macro, the overall demand at 6:30 on July 22nd, when it's 100 degrees, everyone comes home
right.
and starts running the air conditioning. That's when Duke needs extra energy. Oh, by the way, 10,000 homeowners have batteries and built up a reserve during
right.
the day.
Yeah.
They don't need that extra energy at night. They got plenty of energy. Then Duke can use that and help balance the grid. I found my clients to be very, very excited about being a part of that macro solution in a way that I was
Absolutely.
Scared they would hate it.
Especially with Duke willing to give a rebate that size. I mean, that's kind of them saying, hey, we're going to pay you to do this. Trust me, this is going to be beneficial for everybody.
Okay. All right, Trey, thank you for calling. You have won a $25 gift certificate to Cape Fear Seafood Company. They use the freshest possible ingredients. They specialize in regional American seafood, signature dishes, hand-cut fish. Thank goodness they're no longer using the blender. It's no, I mean hand-cut fish, steaks, chicken, and incredible desserts in the Village District and Spring Forest in Raleigh, and Rogers Brand Road in Wake Forest. Go to CapeFearSeafood.com. Thank you, Trey.
Trey also wins the award for best questions of the day.
Yeah.
Those were great.
Well, not that the other people weren't, you know, excellent questions.
Nope, Trey wins.
Trey wins? Okay. You don't mind ticking people off, do you?
Nah,
not really. All right, so we're talking with Sue Clement, of Duke Energy, Graham Alexander, owner of Solar and Solar Energy Designer with Southern Energy Management, and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. You've actually been able to work in the solar area, even though you don't do solar.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go ahead and cut somebody's power bill by using Radiant Barrier.
Well, we've been doing insulation for north of 20 years. And,
yeah.
and when you've been in an industry that long, you work with a lot of people and other industries.
Yeah.
I do work with several solar companies that have us come out and insulate their attics prior to the installation of new panels.
Yeah.
Just mainly because they can drop the price of the install by doing that. There's less panels that are needed to be installed.
Yeah.
I will say that I don't, obviously my guys don't install solar. We've
right.
just kind of worked for solar companies in the past. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from homeowners over the years. I very rarely get feedback on solar that they thought it was a poor investment. I don't hear that. I hear, right. Oh, it's been great. It's working famously. The majority of the negative I hear is typically surrounding the company that did the install. It's mostly customer service related or quality of install. They left this stuff in the yard and I ran over it with the lawnmower type stuff, which is why it was so intriguing to hear about the Duke Trade Ally program. Look, where Duke has really excelled doing this, you know, I'm not going to throw a lot of, there's a lot of referral companies out there, HomeAdvisor and Angie's List and Google, and I can go down the list.
Yeah.
None of them vet you. Okay. I didn't get vetted by Advisor
or
Angie's List. There's no vetting process.
You mean Angie didn't have you in her house?
No, she did not. I did not get that invite.
Okay, all right.
You set up an account and you know start getting people that are write referrals for you, but there's no vetting. So Duke vets and they vet aggressively. So it was a lot to get in the door. These are the kind of contractors that you want to work with, people that will go over and beyond and have a reputation. So I'm very, very excited that Duke has started doing this.
And, of course, Southern Energy Management is on the team.
Of course.
So is Triangle Radiant Barrier.
We are.
All right. So it could be we contact, Sue's group, and they pass out your names. So if you're a contractor and you want more business, and you don't mind being looked at long and hard by Duke Energy, you could be somebody who gets not only referrals, but also be able to install and get the rebates from Duke.
That's right. Everybody go to findatduke.com if you want a good contractor.
Right. That's very good. Okay. We're back in just a moment. Sue with Duke Energy, Sue Clement. Senior Product and Service Manager with Duke Energy, Graham Alexander, owner and solar energy designer with Southern Energy Management, and Brock Emmons, Triangle Radiant Barrier on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great. Of Duke Energy, Graham Alexander from Southern Energy Management, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and Dave Alexander with the radio station. And we ran right over that last question, the federal rebates. Graham, what do you know about the federal program?
Yeah, so the federal side is a tax credit for homeowners.
Yeah.
The Duke rebate is a check from Duke Energy. The federal tax credit is a 30% tax credit against the turnkey cost of the solar and storage installation. So a $30,000 system would have a $9,000 tax credit for a homeowner. Rate tax credit. Tax credit has been in place for 20 years, 24 years now, is set to expire after the passage of this most recent federal bill, set to expire for any system that's not installed before December 31st this year. So it needs to be what's called placed in service before New Year's Eve in order to get that tax credit.
All right, Sue, we have informally, Brock and I talked on this program, because it's so counterintuitive that Duke Energy is going to pay us to lower our Duke bill, that really basically anyway, we're thinking you guys are going to wake up some morning and say, wait a minute, what have we been doing?
What are we doing?
We're cutting our own throats, and we should end this program. Is there a sunset clause into this program?
No.
No.
It is an indefinite.
Well, yeah, they usually do. Let's be honest. The government never provided me with electricity.
No, they're not super efficient, are they?
Well, and you think about the tax credits. What are those? You have to have a tax liability in order to get a tax credit.
I managed to do that every year.
We all do, right?
Yeah.
But no, the rebates are, like you said, they are – paid out after the installation's done, and they are not going away.
Quickly, too. I don't know about your side of the industry, but my clients that are getting Duke rebates for the installation are calling us saying, we got it within a few weeks of the completion of the job. So
yeah, it's usually 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how soon the contractor submits the rebate for the customer, right? So you guys are doing a great job.
So far.
So sometimes, you know, customers will call and say, hey, I never got my rebate. Well, you know, it's under a pile of papers somewhere, maybe. Mm-hmm. But we'll work with our contractors to make sure that our customers do get their rebates.
That's excellent. Now, is it a check from Duke Energy?
The rebates come in the form of a prepaid debit card.
Okay.
But customers can also choose a virtual reward. So it gets emailed to them a week earlier because it doesn't have to go through the mail. It gets sent to their email address, and they can download it and use it in their mobile wallet or online shopping or whatever.
That just went over my head. What is a mobile wallet? Never mind. That's a different
Google
show.
Google Pay.
It's the phone. People waving their phone in front of the gas pump to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. No, I don't. I didn't know that was a thing. So, but I guess that explains a lot.
But we can buy anything with those cards.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't use them at gas stations or restaurants usually.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you can use them pretty much anywhere. MasterCard is accepted.
Okay.
Well, excellent. And the programs. How do we contact? How do we get in touch with or find out more information about the program, Sue?
So we do have a dedicated call center if customers are interested. The number is 866-785-6209.
You're going to have to say it again.
I'll say it again. 866-785-6209.
Okay.
That will go straight to our dedicated call center. It's not the Duke Energy customer service line. It is a dedicated call center for our Smart Saver program.
You put in another expense to Duke Energy?
Just for people with questions.
Just for people with questions about them giving.
Win it, right? We want our customers to have all the opportunities to reduce energy and get rebates for it.
And what we had thought about, what Brock and I have been talking about, is exactly the truth. That Duke Energy is doing this to help our homes become more efficient, so Duke Energy doesn't have to build another plant.
Exactly.
We're just going to satisfy the need by making everybody's home
reduce energy, reduce the load on the grid. That's what it's all about. Reduce the usage on the grid,
right,
so that we don't have to build those power plants.
You know, anytime we see on the TV the government has cut something or the government's going to save $60 billion doing something, I know we all think, well, where's that money going to go, right? Well, what's that money going to be used for? Duke is not building billion-dollar energy plants.
Yeah,
I see where they're putting their money. The money they're saving doing that stuff, they're reinvesting into the community.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, speaks volumes.
Very well said, Brock. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you're doing a good corporate thing. We appreciate that.
And this is where we see that from the solar side, where we see the excitement of what we've called a win-win-win. With the virtual power plant program, with the home battery storage, Duke is paying homeowners to put those in. Well, that's typically a win for a homeowner. Duke is able to reduce their peak load at given times. That's a win for the utility. And from my side, from an environmental standpoint, to balance out that load with clean energy, there's your third win. So it's not a not a marketing gimmick of how do we, you know, make solar look good for a little while. This actually has a benefit across the board.
And when you think about it, because they don't feel like building another billion-dollar power plant, they are, in fact, helping you put a power plant on top of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange, every now and then, they're going to say, we have peak usage, generally sunny, hot days. You're already producing too much electricity anyway. Let's take some of that and give you credit for it. Am I understanding how this works?
And paying, you know, I mean, paying you for
it. Exactly.
Yeah, you're understanding it. Yeah, the terminology of virtual power plant is something that's it's new to us here in the Carolinas. It's not new out in California. It's right. something they so it's not a brand new concept, but we've only recently had battery storage that can handle this, the smart enough technology. So yeah. It's a dramatic paradigm shift from where we were 3-4 years ago.
Rather than buy a bunch of land, it generally would be farmland, and then put a solar farm on top of the ground.
Right.
And eliminate the wildlife in that area by putting hundreds or thousands of panels. Let's just put them on everybody's roof.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That is so key. Excellent. All right. So, Graham, with Southern Energy Management, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah. So the best way is to begin your research. Our website, southern-energy.com, is education. You don't want to just put your information in a solar lead generation company.
No.
You'll get 7 calls and 14 emails and 62 text messages from companies all over the country. You want to go to Find at Duke. You want to go to a local install partner who's been around that says, this company has some reputation here.
All right. And Sue, how do we get in contact with you?
Do you want me to give you my phone number?
No, go ahead.
919.
No, it's a duke-energy.com.
That's correct.
Thank you, and we're all out of time. Thank you very much, both of you, for being here, and Brock Emmons as well. This is WPTF.